Father, open the scriptures to us that we may look into it. In Jesus' name. Father, I disappear that you appear and speak to your people. In Jesus' name. Amen. How are you feeling? You see, I took you to a place. There's a place. One day I met an apostle friend of mine that prays a lot. And I met him, and one of the questions I asked him, I said, how come you pray so much? The only thing he told me was, I said, prayer is a place. I said, prayer is a place. So he said, prayer is a place. And I don't know how to explain it, but I begin to gain an understanding of what he means. Then one day I began to pray, and the Lord began to tell me that there is a place, but to get to that place you must journey. And one of the ways you can tell that prayer is a journey and there is a place in it is that the moment you begin to pray, you might start. One of the easiest way to pray is to start with worship. Not the worship where you are requesting, the worship where you are ministering to God. You are praising God. You are hailing God. You are telling him of how powerful he is. And you're not just singing it from singing sake. You are actually believing every word you are saying to him. You can take someone's song and turn the song to fit your own request while you worship God. And as you begin to worship him, a time comes, the only thing that comes out of your mouth is tongue. You begin to start, we call it tonguing. You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Zeva ripa tupe lesi taka. A time comes, as you begin to pray, laughter begin to check out of you. Then all of a sudden, you were only kneeling down. You see yourself standing. Then as you begin to stand, you begin to sweat. Then you begin to move. And as you begin to move, kind of a holy anger begins to burn in you. You start getting upset while in that presence. You see, that realm, you are entering a realm called the realm of God. When you enter the realm of God, everything that looks impossible becomes possible. Then when you begin to enter that realm, there is a realm you enter again, because it's a journey. A realm you enter, you begin to see some of the things that were like weaknesses to you. And you begin to see how stupid they were. And as you begin to ascend, you enter a realm where song begins to download. Songs you don't know what they are or you once heard a long time ago begin to ring in your mind. You can't explain it. Then you begin to flow. You that don't have a good voice, it seems like your voice begins to be perfect. Because the moment you begin to pray and worship, the worshippers, the angels called the worshippers are with you. You see, while we were praying and worshiping God, you see, most of you might not know, but some angels walked in. And when they walked in, some of you, an energy level was increased in you. You didn't know what was happening. Some of you, it feels like electric shock was moving all over your body. It's like a current. That is his presence. And what is happening is that it is speeding up certain things in your life. There is one thing Apostle Selman said. He said prayer is like a messenger. That when you pray today, you have sent a message to your future. The prayer you pray today can be the reason why an open door will come to your life in 5 years' time. So when you are praying, you are actually entering the future. I heard a story by Apostle Robo Michael talking about Peter Tan. That one day Peter Tan came out and began to pray. And as he began to pray, he prayed for 24 hours. Then he had... two of them heard a very loud noise. A very loud noise. And Peter Tan and his friend came out. It was like the bell of rapture. They came out and they looked. They saw an angel as tall as from the earth. The head was to the clouds. And they were shocked. Then they went back again and began to pray. And they began to pray. I think he said that they prayed for another 24 hours. Then he came out. He saw a vision of what is going to come to his life in the next 2 years. I'll be 1 year and 6 months or so. So he went back and prayed for another 6 hours and came out and saw that that thing is about to happen the next 1 year. He went back again and prayed for another hour and he saw that it is about to happen to his life in 6 months. He went back and prayed again and that thing came to him immediately. There are some gifts that are in your life that ought to manifest in certain years. But there is a shortcut. If you can trap yourself in the place of prayer, you begin to summon a gift that is supposed to manifest in 2022 or 2023 into 2022. It is possible. The Bible said that when we begin to pray in tongues, we don't know what we are saying, but the Spirit maketh intercession with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Sometimes you are praying, the only thing that comes out of your mouth is, you can't explain, but the Holy Ghost knows. It's like a woman that is in labor. When the woman is in labor, you hear this woman groan. You see, that groaning is a woman speaking. I tell people that the silence of God is the speaking of God. If God is quiet, He's saying something. You must read the quietness of God. Daddy, I want school fees. That look alone has a meaning. And there is a frequency that God operates. And in that frequency, there is always a constant voice speaking. If you want to get ABS FM, you tune to 88.5 FM. Is that correct? If you tune to 88.1 FM, you won't get ABS. So there is a frequency where the Holy Ghost operates. The Holy Ghost is a frequency. You must know to receive Him. The reason why the Holy Ghost is not really manifesting fully in us the way He ought to manifest is because we have really died to ourselves. That's why when we start to sing that song, take all of me, Lord, You are my everything. I give my everything. You must mean it. What are you saying? He said, take everything. Until the Holy Ghost have everything, you can't manifest His fullness. So like I was saying, prayer is a journey. And in that journey, you are so powerful. Some of you, you see, there was a time I was praying. As I began to pray, I was not seeing them with my two eyes, but I had this strong sense that there were soldiers around me. And the Lord began to witness to my spirit. He said that these are the soldiers that have been assigned to you, that you have kept them quiet for a long time. There are some angels that I believe, in my own understanding, that these angels are assigned to you, but you have not been using these angels. You know, you can't command angel because you don't have the power to. God commands angel because angels are under God. But when you speak to God and ask a request, He sends His angels. But angels can minister to you. You can be sleeping, an angel will come and minister. And each angel has other angels under them. You have a guardian angel. That guardian angel has other angels under him. You are never alone, because there is a spiritual warfare that is always going on. When you ought to pray for the dead man, what happens is that you transfer an image from you to the dead man. It is more difficult if that dead man is an unbeliever. His spirit might come but cannot enter. But it is easier when he's a believer. You call him. He will jack forth. Want us to look into the scriptures. And as you are here, come with full expectation. We want a day when people will be walking on the road and they will see you praying. And while you are praying, you are sweating. And people will think that you are actually mad. But the moment they pass towards the atmosphere you carry, something in them begin to shake. That is power. That is power. I told you, not just for God's name to be glorified. One day I was praying and a brother touched me. He said, an electric current flew through him. Now, I was not even aware that a human being can conduct electricity. I mean, physics could say it's possible, right? That there is something that might happen in a human being. But whenever you enter the presence of God, you see, sometimes when you enter the presence, after praying, you come out, your brothers touch you, and you feel nothing happens to them. No. You see, the touch of faith can spark something. The Bible said that Jesus was walking, and someone touched him, and he said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples were like, "How can this man be saying who touched me, when there are multitude of people following you?" You see, the woman touched with a touch of faith. So when you have come here, you must come with an active faith to receive from God. Some of you here, one of the problems that why you are not manifesting is that there are so many impartations you have received in the realm of the spirit that have not transferred to the physical realm. Umobai came and laid hand on you. Daddy Paul Enetje came and spoke word. And after they spoke the word, you woke up with so much excitement. You didn't bring the word from the realm of the spirit to the physical. Because you don't know how. I don't know who is asking this question, but let me help you out. Whenever you have a dream where a great man of God spoke words into you, when you wake up, first of all, take time and pray in the spirit. When you are praying, begin to judge that revelation if it is from God or not from God. Then if your spirit begins to bear you witness and that revelation is from God, then begin to say, I receive it. And when you have received something, the only way you can know you have received it is when you start manifesting it. So what do you do when you see yourself praying for the sick and they are getting healed? When you come out from such dream and after lambent knowing, praying and receiving it, that you have received it, go out and pray for the sick. Only then will you know what you have received. For the fact that you pray for the sick, they don't get healed, does not mean the anointing of healing is not in you. It only means there is something you didn't discern. There are some people that are under curses that no matter the amount of prayer you pray over them for healing, they can't be healed. A person that is under a curse is like someone that is with an umbrella. An umbrella. If you're holding a big umbrella, do you know the kind of umbrella they use for MTN? Also, they used to do MTN call. That big umbrella. You know what I'm talking about. That one that can carry, that can contain up to 5 persons inside. You see, a curse is like that. It's like a big umbrella. That when the rains are falling, it will not be able to touch you. But you can be seeing little splashes on your leg. Most time, what we call breakthrough is the little splashes of the mighty rain that the Lord has released upon us. So until that curse is removed, the blessings will not rest. I was praying for a brother friend of mine, a family close related person of mine. And when I was praying, I came in a vision. The Lord said, this person is under a curse. And I was telling the person the dream. I said, you see, I told you you're under a curse. Person was saying, I better forget that. And I woke up. When I woke up, I understood what it meant. I understood what has been happening, why the person has not been receiving as much as he ought to receive. And today I'm going to explain to you how demons come into our life. You see, the reason why I'm telling you this is so that you can know how to checkmate them. You see, this world is like a game of chess. You move, and that person moves. Whether you engage in this spiritual warfare or you don't engage in it, does not cancel the fact that there is a spiritual warfare. Many persons will be useless in life because of the pastor that they have. The pastor will make heaven. They too will make heaven, but they won't be rewarded. How do you explain a Christian having malice for another Christian? Stronghold. How do you explain a Christian, a full-grown Christian, fornicating? How? I'm sorry that I'm saying a full-grown Christian, a baby Christian. You know, some of us are 35 years old, but in Christianity, we are 2 months old. Actually, that is your real age. That 2 months is your real age. Then some of us are what they call adult baby. Some of us have been in ministry, in the body of Christ, for over 40 years, over 20 years, and yet we are still drinking milk. One of the mistakes we make in the body of Christ is that sometimes we first of all tell Christians, newly Christian, newly converts, about the grace of God without balancing it well. We will condemn them. The grace of God is beautiful, but it's for mature believers. Or else a little convert will think that the grace of God is a license to sin. Oh, Adonai, ayaho, ayaho. Oh, Adolam, ayaho, 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 oh, Adolam, ayaho, ayaho. How does demons come into our life? We're not alone here. We're not alone here. Some of you, as I began to teach, something will begin to enter you. Some of you, it will so powerful that it might kick you off the chair. How does demon gain access into our life? Number one, through occult. Through occult. There is one thing about the occult. The devil never gives anything to you free. Sometimes it's not the occult that we entered. It's the occult that our parents entered. Praise the Lord Jesus. Are you with me? Sometimes it's not the one that we entered. It's the one that our fathers entered. How do our parents enter into this occult? One day they came to a place and difficulties were so much for them. They tried to believe in God, but it seems like God is not working because we have the mindset that everything should be sharp, sharp. One of the things technology is doing to Christianity is that it's making them to believe that everything should be fast. You want fast phone. You want fast internet. You want what? What again fast? You want fast miracles. You want sharp, sharp. And because of this sharp, sharp, many of us have failed to study the word of God. We have entrapped ourselves into the cage of the authors of darkness. Not all results are results. There are some the devil can give results. Man of God, all I know is that this man has results. As you are here, you must test my spirit to be sure that what I carry is of the Lord. Because many will come in his name and they will say, didn't we cast that demon in your name? He said, depart from me, you lawless generation, for I don't know you. The Bible said, test every spirit and be sure that that spirit is of the Lord. One of the things that we need the most is the gift of discernment of spirit. High discernment of the spirit. So like I say, most people don't know that there is a foundation in their life. They have prayed. You see, you can pray for 7 hours except by the mercy of God that that chain breaks. Sometimes if you don't discern that there is an occult foundation in your family, you wouldn't be let loose. That foundation will cripple you. You will be a Christian. If you die, you will make heaven. But your walk on earth will be zero. Oh, you don't know that you can make heaven and still have regret in heaven. Some people say, all I want to do is to make heaven and become gate man. Shut up. We don't have gate man in heaven. The gate open on its own accord. Of every other job is to do gate man in heaven. You'll be tired. Ooh, after everybody enter, who will be opening and who are you opening and closing for? You see, we don't raise members, we raise disciples. People that can carry the torch to the finish line. You see, there are certain things that only you can do in this life. And the absence of you will be the vacuum of that thing. There are people that the Lord has destined that through you, those people will be blessed. If you don't wake up on time, you will lose those people. And you will give an account of those souls. The Bible said that I will give an account of every word. Every single joke you talk that is a lie, you will give an account of it. Christianity is not just fun. Christianity is responsibility. Some people say the Bible is too serious. I don't know about you, but I see jokes in the Bible. One of my favorite person that made me laugh a lot in the Bible is Gideon. I love the fact that God appeared and he said, God, wait, if you are God, wait here. Let me go and prepare food. And when I come back and you are still here, I know you are God. And he went and prepared food and came and saw God. And God, he said, eat first. Let me be sure you are God. And later God spoke to him. He said, you see, the word you are sending me is too heavy. If it's really you, make here to be wet and let here to be dry. Came back. It happened. He said, it's not like I'm doubting, no. But this time around, that place that was dry before, make it wet. He went. And it took. I could imagine God laughing. And that person was my favorite person that swallowed the fish. Praise the Lord Jesus. This person swallowed the fish. You know the person, Jonah. That kingdom have done so much evil that he doesn't want them to repent. I know the funny thing, he didn't really preach much to them. But he entered. Because if God must save a man, God will send a man. If the devil must destroy a man, the devil will send a man. Most of you, is the friendship that you encounter that ruined your entire life. I've seen people that we were once praying with. They have the fire to pray. They make commitment to God that they want to carry this fire. At a point, they fell into sin. And instead of them to remain with God, they departed from God. Because they are afraid that if they come close, the man of God might discern it. See, it's better the man of God discern it and rebuke you. Not in public, but secretly. And rebuke you so that you repent and put back your fire. The Bible says, put on the whole garment that you may stand firm. You don't need one of the garments to go to this journey. And you don't need to go alone. We are sheep, but in us lies lion. What I'm teaching you is so that you can descend in your lineage and you can sit down in a chair or on a chair, and as you're sitting down, you'll be able to determine the causes that are operating in your family, and you can stand up and begin to break them all. Not everyone will believe in your family. Out of 100%, only 2 might believe. Because I know God will still send a Jonathan that will support you. Oh, Adonai, fire, oh, fire, oh. So sometimes our parents, the parents went into a court. And one of the conditions of this court, you see, one of our things our parents always make mistake to this, that when they are entering court, they enter with their generation. They say, the condition of me, they will say, bring what? A foul. You know, the devil will always tell you that the only thing this foolish idol needs is only a foul. From foul, it takes goats. From goat, it takes cow. From cow, it takes men. From men, car accident. From car accident, manipulations in family. So people say, it's better to eat food with a long spoon when you're eating with the devil. My brother, no spoon is long enough. The moment you enter, you have entered his presence. You can't run. So when these parents come to make sacrifice, they will come. The first thing they will tell you is that, do you accept this God as your only God? The same way Jesus will come to you and say, do you accept me as your only Savior? And your parents will say yes. There's one thing, if you're a Catholic person, if you're getting married, one of the things they will tell you is that you must make sure that your children grow up in a Catholic background. How many of you know about that? You know about it. They will say that if you get married as a Catholic, they say your children must grow in a Catholic background. The same way the devil will tell you that all your loins will be sacrificed there. And you forget, even without you saying my children will worship you, the moment you have entered, everything that comes out of you becomes theirs. And this child is born with a curse. He has wisdom, he has knowledge, but no door is opening. The man of God has prayed and fasted. It's not working. And yet there is a curse. You tell them, I see a curse in your life. He said, no, it's not a curse in my life. My father is a pastor. My mother. You see, they can be pastors and there is a curse upon their life. Oh, you don't know. Oh, in case you don't know. Oh, I fought through curse. Meba. Even as a pastor, I broke out of a curse. You don't. You see, I tell you what I know. And when you touch them, they will react. I personally was rejected by my own parents. My own father, not my mother, actually. My father rejected me, casted me away. In the process of that rejection, the Lord began to mold me. For about 4 months, I was disowned by my own father. And in that secret place, the Holy Ghost began. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a particular church. I was still dating my wife. My wife was the one sending me money. When she sent me money, I'll return the money back. I'm a man. You don't give man money. And I'm hungry. So how I was able to survive was to pray for the sick. So when someone, I begin to pray for people. And when they are healed, they will send me 1,000 naira, 2,000. Sometimes when they send me a recharge card, I'll find where to sell the recharge card. And I'll feed myself. And yet my father is a billionaire. It's a time that God begins to build you. It allows me to read. That time I was separated, I began to study. One of the men that helped me in his book was Derek Prince and Kenneth Hagin. Thank God for Apostle Tochukwu. I will always be grateful for the rest of my life for that young man. gave me books, and that book changed my life. Not every book is right for you, even though all books are anointed. Not every man of God you can follow, even though they are all anointed. You must find your pattern, and you follow your pattern. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Let's come back to the occult. So when the parents sacrifice them, they give birth to the first child. In the Igbo culture, when you give birth to a child, one of the things they always do is that they take the child to a place, Eba na Abava. You know what I'm saying? There's something they call, you meet a native doctor, a soothsayer, seer, something they call them. They will look at the child destiny, and they'll tell you this child should be a businessman. And the parents, whatever the man says is what the parents will believe. They begin to force the child into becoming that. They can see a child that has a greatness. They'll say, this child don't need to go to school. That this child needs to just do business. Let him go and do boy. That is where his destiny lies. And your father carries that mindset. And when the devil wants to confirm a prophecy, he uses three native daughters to confirm it. Oh, some of us, if our eyes are open to see the calamity the enemy has done in our family, my brother, you won't sit down. You will pray till you can't breathe. That was the day I prayed. I saw God. I don't know what I'm praying for again. I don't know what to pray again. I'm tired. What else? Sometimes me and mommy will pray. We'll pray. After we pray, we'll just lie down. We are now asking the Holy Ghost, which other thing? Have you ever prayed to the extent that you've lost your breath? That even God will begin to feel mercy for you. And yes, he will say, sometimes when you are praying, you are energizing yourself without knowing. You are commanding your spirit to get stronger while you are praying in tongues. So like I was saying, our father will sell us. And the Bible said something that this cost is will go from generation to the third and the fourth generation. It is real. You being born again does not end that curse. But you being born again gave you the power to break the curse. Know these things. Some of you have been told that the moment you're born again, everything is new. Everything is old. If everything is new, why are you still masturbating? Why are you still fornicating? Why is it that in case you will pass, your whole body will start doing like this? Why? I thought you were a new person. No. After the transformation, after the transfer that you have been transferred, transformation began. After the new birth, transformation. When you give your life to Christ, don't take mic and start preaching, because every time you preach, that thing you preach will come and test you. Free from fornication, the spirit of fornication will come before you and stand. Have you seen the spirit of fornication? Zeba, Sogita, Ah, Saku, Tatata. If you see it, you'll be like, Lama, Lo, Velezi, Ze, Velezuza. Hello. Someone was describing me about a native daughter that repented, was telling me about the spirit of Igbo. He said the spirit of Igbo is one of the cleanest spirits in all the spirits. Oh, yeah, hard to believe. He said he's a clean spirit. He said he used to wear cap. He's the native doctor that gave his life to Christ. He's now a pastor. A pastor's in somewhere in Nibo. I think now he's moving to Mbaoku side. So he said he will wear, they wear those kind of Scotland kind of clothes. Then he's very clean. He said he wears shoe and appears. How can something that looks, you see, inside it is dead. When he appears, it looks clean. The occult. Anyone that has an occult foundation, there is a stronghold in your life. You need to be set free. If that stronghold is not broken, you will be limited in life. As I'm teaching you now, if you notice one in your life, occult, write it down. Because when we start deliverance, you'll be let loose from it. Praise the Lord. So my personal occult involvement, Deuteronomy 18 verse 10. Personal occult involvement. The one that children come in secondary school and join occult. Anyone that intentionally join occult and entered into covenant by taking water. They say, and drink this water. From henceforth, all of us in this occult, in this fraternity, our brothers, you are under a bondage. If someone is there, please read.
Mommy, are you there?
Deuteronomy 18, 10 to 12.
We should have readers now. We have TV, but we are not projecting. May the Lord send us Joshua's. Amen. I guess I have to read. Is anyone there, please? If you are there, just read for me. Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10.
Yes.
He says, for example.
For example.
Never sacrifice your daughter.
Listen, never sacrifice your daughter.
Or son.
Or son to something about fire. Eh?
As a burnt offering.
Now, do you know what this thing is? In that olden time, when they want to sacrifice people, they will tell them to walk through fire. Some of you have watched some Indian movies. There's a ritual that Indians do that they walk on fire. You've seen some videos online. That they have to walk on fire barefoot. That is a ritual. You like it, you watch it. That is about bold. Oh, that is not funny. That is an occult involvement. So you see them, the fire is red. They are marching on it. And you don't run, you just walk it. Their children walk through it. That is an initiation. Keep reading, ma'am.
And do not let your people practice fortune telling.
Anytime you go to somebody to see, to ask about what your tomorrow will be, you are involved in an occult. If he's not a man of God, they say, give me your hand. You open your hand. They look at it. They say, aye, okay. You see, whether you paid money or they did it for free, you are involved. Some of you, the cause is fighting over your life. It's not the one you invoke. It's the one people went on your behalf. Chiedu, ma, only invite your HMA ligi. Mommy, I don't want. Don't do for me. What you do so bad draw, send them 5,000 yalaga major league, and you send. The moment you accepted by sending, you have gone. And sometimes our parents have legal right to bring our name to the altar of darkness. You see, most of you see, I told you I came from this foundation. Some years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, I walked up to my father. I told him, never will you mention my name in any altar again. Don't ask anything about my life. He said, no, I just want to know what is happening in the family. So everybody, I said, I don't want. I met the native daughter that does that for him. I said, sir, please don't ever mention. He said, we're not killing people. It's just normal omenana. I said, don't even mention my name when you are praying in your altars. They tagged me a rebel in the family. One of the ways your father will cut you out is to stop supplying financial things to you so that you will come back begging. But as they cut that flow of finances, I began to lose weight. Then I began to pray. You find that fat can make you not to pray well. You see, now I'm fat. Whether I fast or not, I'm still fat. Not physical fat, spiritually fat. You see, Uma? Uma fast and eat once a day, but you see his belly, his anointing. All things can work. Oh, Adulam, Ayao, Ayao. There is a being that is here. There is an angel that entered. Hey! Some of you here, what will enter you, you will never recover from it. The power you will carry, you can't recover from it. Hey. I was praying one day in a church, in ministering. And the young boy looked at me and said, Kai, man of God, your whole body is on fire. I was looking. One of the ways the Lord allowed me to see is I started seeing smoke from my body. Then as I was speaking, smoke was coming out. And the Lord began to tell me that there is a realm you enter that your entire body is engulfed. But you must keep that realm to operate in that realm. Some of you, as I'm speaking to you, something is penetrating your heart. Any word of God that you hear that does not break your heart is not really a word of God. It will break your heart and give you joy. But I like it, Lord. You're breaking me, but I like it. It's hurting me, oh Lord, but I love it. Break me. One of the prayers I fear the most to pray is to say, Father, break me. But now I pray like every day. Break me. I will always say, why will I say, God, break me? Then as time begins to go, I begin to see the reason why he has to break you. Break me. If it's my hand, break it. Just break me. until all of me is all of you. Until when you begin to walk and people look at you and they see Christ, until Christ be formed in you. So if your mother is ever involved in those occult something, any mother that have gone to those things have initiated their children. And you can't go back to Nigeria and say, remove my name, but you know, you have to pray to break it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can you read to verse 12? Stop by 12.
Or use sorcery.
Or use sorcery. Or go to a native doctor to give foul. Go to a native doctor to do give foul. Some people come and say, come with I see men ogugu. I know ogugu is the name of I don't know what they used to call those things. They still want to do it. That all the umunas, all the children in the umuna, the firstborns, will donate some money. The moment your money enters there, you are involved. Many of you that are seated here with me, 80% of you, deliverance is taking place, 80% of you are involved in occult. Some of you have broken out. I told you when we are praying, I saw chains, thick chains, heavy chains falling, breaking. I saw some people loose from their waist. So what I'm teaching you, just so you know, normally I would have just end and we'll go, because so many things happened already in the spirit. Number three, parental influence. One of the ways demons enter us, this stronghold, parental influence. When we are growing up, one of the ways we started having fear. How does children know what they call ojuju? The perfect way to say is ojuju kalaba, right? Up to now, I don't know the meaning of that ojuju kalaba. Can any father here explain to us ojuju kalaba, please? If you know about the ojuju kalaba, that is laughing. How did this fear come into us? When we are trained, when we are growing up, because our parents don't want us to go to the dark, they will tell us, chijigo, it is dark, I will come inside, or ojuju kalaba will catch you. Because of that, the child grows to be afraid of the night. Who installed that spirit? You. Because fear is not of God. The Bible says, for we have not received the spirit of fear, but the spirit of boldness, the spirit of sound mind, the spirit of love, the spirit of self-control. So anywhere there is fear, it's not God. That's why if I'm preaching about stronghold, I always tell you, if you're afraid, forget about it. Don't be afraid. I'm not trying to put fear in you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Parental influence. Sometimes our parents are the reason why children have demons. Now that child has had fear. Have you seen some people that, some ladies that grew up hating men? Why do you hate man? Nothing. Is it nothing? I just don't like men. It's not possible. You can't wake up and not like men. A man can't wake up and not like women. I mean, will you like your fellow women? It's a sin. So when you ask them deeply, they'll say, when I was growing up, my father was always beating my mother. That thing opened the door to a spirit in the life of that child. Any person that says he doesn't like men, there is a foundation of stronghold in his life. You can't run away from it. Some grew up hating women because they saw what their mother was doing while their mother was in marriage. You might be cooking and you start saying some nonsense thing in the food. You see, the child can be 3 years old, but he's hearing everything. You don't know. The moment the child is born, while the child is in the belly, the child has sense organ that can receive things in the spirit. I have been around many beautiful and wonderful children. I love to carry children a lot. Somehow, I'm still a very big child. I'm still a very big child. I'm big, but I'm still a very big child. You know, if you look at a child, you see so much trust. Something happened. My nephews came. So, my uncle called me. So, this uncle of mine is the one that he calls me his first son. So, because I lived with him for 6 years. So, when I just came out, I just parked my car. Every one of them, seven children, every one of them from the car, rushed out. Uncle. And they were hugging me. They almost brought me down. So, my wife now said, all of you did not come to hug me, but this one is like, now they have not seen me for years, but there is this love that was there. They just came, they started challenging. Some of them were telling me, uncle, me, you and I are going to play video game. If you win me, I played your elder brother 10-1. But that is the fun of it.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Are you getting me? So some of us is because of, now are you seeing that family upbringing? You see the love? But if those children, maybe their parents were, when they were talking, maybe if they are calling phone, Emeka, okay, one, okay, you are fine, okay. This is Emeka self, every time disturbing, stupid boy. You see, those children will grow to hate me. Who planted it? Their parents. Some of the seed of evil. Some of us, we are born and we are told that this family, Okonkwo family, don't talk with them. And stronghold entered the family. You might be shocked that the person that will bless you in your life is from Okonkwo family. And because of that hatredness, you will die a poor man. I'm telling you the truth. Some of you here, the reason why your ministry have not grown, you are having financial issue, is because the last born in your family is the one that God has destined to use finances to bless your ministry. But he's still under a curse. That is why you must lose all of them. In case there is one that is meant to open your door.
Oh, Adulam. Ayo, ayo. Oh, Adulam. Ayo, ayo. Ayo, ayo. Ayo, ayo.
Hey. The heavens are open. So many persons here. Jesus, I see oil. There is an angel here right now that is going to pour some oil on some persons right now. I see this angel on, he's on a garment, like an ash garment. He's going to pour oil. I see this, I see it just, he's on a, something like a hood, and he's just walking and, ayahu, 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 ayahu. There are five persons that the Lord is bringing them into the prophetic now. As I'm speaking, five. I see it, five. I see that oil. I see that that angel is with boil. I see it pouring that oil upon some persons there. He's saying these persons are, I'm losing them and I'm bringing them prophetically to be like chief priest in their family. Can we look at the book of 1 Peter 3 verse 6? Today, I'm filled with so much joy. Today, a great prophet of God called me on the phone. I don't have his number. He just called. And began to, he didn't say, good afternoon. He just began to blast in tongues. I was just receiving. It's after he was done that he now told me, my name is this. There are men that are buried in the spirit. He just called me. I thought it's one of those people that come for prayer. I wanted to say, yeah, hello, sir. What I heard is Reba, Belezi, Vele. Then he began to speak to me, began to pray, prophesy, 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 prophesy. He prophesied for about 20 minutes. And when he was done, he said, my name is this. Ah! I felt. He said, save my number.
Ayahu, 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 ayahu.
Read.
Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 3 verse 6.
Yes.
For instance, Sarah obeyed her husband Abraham.
Listen, Sarah obeyed her husband Abraham.
And called him her master.
You see, Sarah actually called Abraham my master. How many of you women can actually call your husband my master? You see, if you can call a man of God daddy, you can't call your husband daddy, you're a hypocrite. If you can kneel in front of a man of God and can't kneel in front of your husband, there's a problem with you. And Sarah, please.
And called him her master.
So for the single ladies that will be getting married November next year, please learn to call your husband master. It might be the reason why you are not yet married. So you will get married in Jesus' name by name. You know, we talked about wedding bell this year. We recorded some weddings. Oh Jesus! And very soon by next year, you will see the baby of Watchtower.
the bouncing, it's baby girl, ba? The bouncing baby girl. We have reverence on people that got married through Watchtower. Oh, Jesus. See, next year, I am an overlegis. The brothers of fire, these boys, you people will do so much strong things in the fire. When you enter your village, you will break altars. You see, your stories I will hear, and I will keep my ears, and I will tell mommy, I tell you, I told you. We are not raising members, we are raising men of fire. Yeah. Somebody watched one of our videos on healing and went and prayed for someone that had an issue with an eye, and the person's eye was corrected. And the young boy said, this thing, they work. I said before, the truth of the gospel always work. Take it, practice it, you get the same result. Read, ma.
You are her daughters when you do what is right.
You are the daughter of Sarah if you do what is right. Sarah is a woman that can also be known as a woman of faith. She obeyed her husband, and that was why she was conceived. She conceived the child. It is not easy for a woman to endure for that long. Even when God spoke, she laughed. And God said, why are you laughing? And that was the reason why the name of the innocent boy was changed. Have you seen the laughter of a woman change the name of a son? Oh, you didn't read that part in the Bible? It's not your Bible. Some of you are not reading Bible. Keep reading, ma.
When you do what is right without fear of what your husband might do.
Now, you're seeing it. Some of us, one of the problems we have is disobedience to our husband. You see, the moment you disobey your husband, if you are going to church, listen, if you are prepared for church, you have 10 hours prayer. Not just the mothers here, the children. You are prepared for 10 hours prayer. You are the one to lead the prayer. And your father is not a Christian. And the moment you open the door to leave and your father says, don't go. If you go, you have disobeyed God. Hello? I didn't say you have disobeyed your father. I said you have disobeyed who? God. And if you stubborn, do your stubborn and you leave, you have attracted a curse to you and you have lost your father's soul. Because your father will say, if this is what Christianity is, I never want to become it. If your father said, don't go, go inside and study and pray. One day he will come and say, Kai, I like Christianity. Your nature, you are supposed to make your father to see Christ in you. If he sees Christ in you, he will follow you. I walked up to my father one day. It took me 3 days to summon the courage. I told him, Daddy, if you don't do this will happen to you. He got angry. My wife was there. Got angry. You. I said, Daddy, I'm sorry. This is what the Lord told me to tell you. You see, the hardest thing is to give a prophecy to your father. Don't try it with your spiritual father. I'm just telling you. Your spiritual father, if you want your consent, he can ask you, what are you seeing? You can share. Share. Not enforce. Share. My spiritual father will always, sometimes I will mention, I said, Daddy, I saw this. He said, oh, that's what I'm about to do. I saw. So when I told him, he got upset. A year later, everything I said will happen to him. Hit him. Wow. Then everybody in the family, Emeka. Where is Emeka? Emeka Pukwili. But I faced some rejections. You see, in this journey, you will carry cross. You will carry marks. But these marks are what when you appear in the spirit. Any demon that conjure you and you appear in the spirit, he sees that mark. Hey! He won't touch that mirror. For I bear in me the mark of Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. So anytime you rebel, you attract a curse to your life. So any woman that disobeys from the husband brings a curse to the family. And the funny thing is that the curse will not just hit the woman, it will hit both the woman, the husband, and the children. You see, the devil always wants a place to put a footstool. Anytime a husband and wife are quarreling, the devil will put leg and enter. And when he enters, you people settle, he's still there. Every little thing, you see him manifest. It will take love, great prayer, great submission for that spirit to leave. The devil does not like a place where there is peace. When you go for Xmas now, you see peace. Small time, you still fight. Praise the Lord Jesus. Then number four is soulish denomination. Domination. Let me use the word domination. Soulish domination. Now, this is when mothers manipulate children and go to your father. Tell your father to give you 5,000. Tell him you want to pay your school fees. And there is no school fees to be paid. The school fees is actually 2,000. And the child say, "Mommy, school fees is 2,000. He says, "Shut up, boy, sir. Tell your father it's 5,000. Do you know what is the mother teaching the child? Lies. You see, that child will grow with that spirit invited legally by the mother. The father comes with a woman. And he says, "Who is this? Ah, daddy, who is this person?" He says, "Oh, this is your Auntie Funke." And he says, "Ah, Auntie Funke." One day in the dining, the child will talk about Auntie Funke. You don't say, "Oh, I take 20 naira. Don't tell mommy Auntie Funke came." Say, "Thank you, daddy." Next day, "Daddy, is Auntie Funke coming?" Say, "Why are you asking?" "I need money." Say, "Come on, get out of here." "I will tell mommy." "Tell mommy that Funke come." Then bribery starts. And you wonder why police are collecting money on the road. "Hey, I didn't say that." "Oh, Jesus, look at the repenting Jesus. Hey! Please, oh, before some soldiers will not track me. Please, oh, I didn't say that is the reason why." But it started somewhere now. Hey, now. If you don't get it, you get it? If you don't get it, forget about it. So, mothers should be careful. We adults should be careful on how we talk to children. Sometimes we adults are the reason why we plant sin into children. "My sweetheart," a little child. There's nothing wrong when he's still a baby. The child is 6 years old. Why is he calling the child your sweetheart? One day you will ask, "What is sweetheart?" Same as a question that loves you. The child will grow thinking the uncle loves her. Then she'll start dressing for the uncle. Most of you, when you were younger, you fantasized over an elderly person. Do you know why you fantasize? You started liking that woman as a boy. Because she always buys biscuit and calls you sweet name. "Omale Changwa, handsome boy. Ma no gyo." You don't know what you are sowing into the heart of that boy. The day that boy will see you getting married, the heart of that boy will be broken. You planted it. Be careful. You see, most of you don't know about this. You're seeing it now. They say, "Oh, yeah. That is why that woman, when you are 5 years, broke your heart. At least 5 years old, your heart is broken." "Junior, why are you crying?" "I'm hurt, mommy." "What happened?" And the senior broke my heart. He said, "Oh, sorry, it's gonna be fine. I'm gonna get you a new girlfriend. I want her." Eh? A 35 years old woman, you want her? May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Pressure on early childhood. Now, I'm telling you how strongholds come into our life. I want you to pay attention. I'm teaching you here. How stronghold comes into our life. James 3 verse 16. Stronghold comes through pressure. At the age of 20, the mothers will start. How old are you now? 20. Okay. Now, wow. Time no deal. Oh, God, there's a quarrel. Why I'm a flower? Every time women are always flower. There will never be water. Every time flower. Women are flower. 21. Pressure. And this more time, the lady will stop coming back home. Then any man that says hello, she will just come. She just wants to get married and leave the family. My brother, if she's 30 years old, allow her. If she's 35, allow her. Now you go marry her. Some people are destined to marry at the age of 35. Some people at the age of 30. There are some people that their own is cursed. Understand? But some people, there's some, you know, actually, one of the reasons why women are not getting married is their attitude. You ain't even a woman. You walk on, and I'm a like, oh, if I, yeah, no, like that. Nobody go marry you. Because marriage is about liking that thing we don't even like. Someone like me, mommy will tell you now. I will wake up, I will do my prayer, I will fast to midnight around 12:01. I will wake up, mommy. I just broke my fast and I need food. See, this night, you know I'm fasting tomorrow now. I need to eat now. Because if you nap too and enter under fasting realm, and you just arrange one small chops. That way in my house we have one small, we don't used to have much food though. We have, but we have small chops. Just arrange it out, don't eat it. Then that sleep don't go for our own eye. Then that is when I will not be sleeping my own. Yes. Then she will now become angel watchman. I remember one day my spiritual father said something. He said, my spiritual mother said something. He said one day she was prepared to go and do a program. Then my spiritual father just walked in. She was not prepared. She's now told my spiritual father, say, ah, baby, I'm going. Oh. He said, hey, do what food was that?
Fear.
Do fear for me. So she folded her clothes, went back to the kitchen and prepared the fear. Because her first ministry is the husband, not any other thing. Any woman that understands that her husband is her ministry will make heaven easily. Oh, the boys like this one. Oh, the men and any man that does not provide enough money for the wife is worse than an infidel. Oh yeah, the women. Hey, what balance you go? You never balance. Please balance it in your book in Jesus' name. Are we learning? So pressure in childhood, comparison. I grew up in a family where there's always comparison. In the family, and more fuma. So there was constant comparison. So I have to start lying about my results. So if I had 17 over 54, I come back and I change it. I remove the 1 and it becomes 7 so that it looks like it was not my fault. Apart from the beating, it's better they beat you than they use mouth to talk to you. Our Nigerian parents, it's better they flog you and never talk about your result. You see, after they flog you, they will talk about it. Everywhere you are eating food. You upper class, Nishi. You come to the house, you are laughing. Say, what is so happy? Look at your result. They plant mood. You bone face and just come. They say, look at you. What are you born in? Failure. I laugh. Wahala. So if you are eating food, if you sit down to watch a movie, then you now laugh. Hey, I don't miss people the funny. Buy Muno. You are like, they frustrate you. Am I lying? African family, you know what I'm talking about. That thing makes us, it made me to start lying. So even when I wrote jump, I didn't get the mark. I have to just change it. Boy, just came out. The boy like, hey, you are intelligent. There's an admission. Man, if this machine, they are the wicked. I will pay admission. I'm going to me. I will pay admission. That's why I tell you, if your son fell, don't hit him hard. Encourage him. Don't compare him. He's different. Find his own way of learning. Some children can learn under, as the teacher is teaching, they are grabbing. Some don't learn that way. Some can learn only in a quiet environment. My wife here can read even if you are dancing or playing song. Doesn't care. Me, she knows. If I'm reading, if you are turning soup in the kitchen, it can affect me. She knows. She will tell you. It has to be quiet. Even if you are making a noise, let that noise be on a steady sound. If it moves, you will miss me. You see how we are different? So if you are playing a song so loud and it is constant, I can read there. But if that song reduces volume and go up again, you've lost me. So we are wired differently. So whenever I want to study, she will know even the movement in the houses. Are you listening? Maybe it's because of how God wired me as a prophet. Because prophets walk with sound. The prophet walks with sound. Sound enables me to prophesy deeper. But if you off it, I can bring the presence of God and still speak. But it allows me easier access. How many of you know that the Arume, he walks with sound? Almost all the prophets walks with sound. So maybe that is why. And someone like me, mommy can read scriptures and know the scriptures off heart. She'll come, Ephesians chapter this, no, me, I write it down. We are not fighting. You see, I'm not competing with her. I want to be like you. I'll waste my time. Sometimes if you talk about Ephesians chapter this by this, I'm like, sometimes I will say, hey, I'm going to be able to like, show off in the scripture. I beg, may I find my phone? So, you're not in a hurry. Don't compete with anyone. But our parents push into competition. And that competition, the Bible said that for those that compare themselves to themselves are not wise. So the moment you start competing with someone, you bring forth the spirit of competition. And that is the reason why people become greedy. If the thing does not go their way, they are willing to kill the person just so they can stand. That's why someone will come and say, I want to answer the name that nobody has answered in this village. I want to get a title. What do you need title for? You already rich. That's why some people, if you put a poster and you invite somebody, maybe a pastor comes to your church and you don't know he's a pastor, and you didn't come and say, ah, let us honor part of this. He wake up, he stand up and say, there another honor man, and off, and I'm at the church. My brother, nobody knows you. I went to a church. The pastors there knows me. Most of my sons were there too. They knows me. When they were calling the names of the pastor, they didn't call my name. My wife looked at my wife and said, this we did intentionally. I didn't even talk. I said, oh, I said, he's in there. The man we wanted to see, they denied me access to the man. I had the number of the man, but I wanted to follow protocol. They blocked access. And these people were my friends. People I consider as friends. I said, this man said I should come. They said, we'll make a way. So I tested the man. I said, sir, I want to see you. He said, come in. I said, they don't let me. So what? He said, this is my room number. This is where I am coming. So when I started, first of all, he didn't tell me the room. He didn't tell me where he was. He just told me where he was. He didn't tell me the room number and everything. So when I came, I was trying to assess him through those people too. Later, when I found out that the man has left, I called the man. I said, sir, he said, I gave you 1 hour. You didn't come. After 1 hour, I said, sir, wherever you are, I'm coming. He said, this is where I am coming. I told my wife, let's pack. I think the early morning, the same day, the early morning, we traveled to that state where the man was. And the man welcomed us into his own hotel room. And he told us, he said, I don't bring people this close, but I love you. Come. And we sat down. He gave us 1 hour undivided attention. And after that, buried us in impartation. Then when we are leaving, he said, as you are leaving, I will keep praying for you till you get to Anambra. When you get to Anambra, test me. It took us 3 hours to get to Anambra. And after that 3 hours, that man stood and was praying for us for that 3 hours. When people try to close the door, the Lord opens the gates. So even when they don't honor that title, don't let it affect you. You're an evangelist, they call you brother. It's okay. Sometimes the result will give you the name. Are you learning? Some of you, I hope I'm not breaking hearts today now. Some of my members know how we used to break hearts here. Someday we'll preach finish, some people will be, if they are walking home, they are like, you will just know that these people were stabbed. Are some of my members that are they here? They are not. And when we are done, you can't go home. If you are going home, you'll be moody. You will feel like if you go back home, you might even start crying. Some of them know what we're talking about. So today we are not breaking heart now. Today we are. You see, that heartbreaking started from Daddy Arome. He's the one that he's the master of heartbreak. Have you listened to Daddy Arome? Sat down. My spiritual father heals your wound. If you listen to him, he makes you so happy. If you sit under that arrow, man, he will hold your heart, crush it, break it, chew it, and spit it out. Then match it. He will make you feel like your Christianity, you are not even a Christian. If you listen to Selman, Selman allows you to flow, balances you. My spiritual father, Reverend Gospel, will just come and show you the grace of God. You are like, eh. When you meet someone like that, the arrow, man, you think you know. He will make you know you don't know. He will not tell you you don't know. You say, you don't know. You say, you survived. How do you survive? Just 2 hours prayer. You're like, 2 hours na heavy prayer. You listen to that, Uma will finish teaching. You will know you don't know anything. Uma said, if you can't pray 2 hours, 40 minutes every day, you are a tool in the hand of the enemy. I was still trying to recover from that book. Daddy Arome came and said, if you have not prayed, how many hours? 6 hours and 10 hours, and you are above 25 years, your life is useless. How do you stand? How do you start? So one day I prayed for 10 hours, and I came out. I said, I'm not useless. So whenever he's saying, if you are here, you have not prayed for 10 hours, I'll be like, need 10 hours. It was not easy that day. My spiritual father makes it easy for you. Say, don't worry, even if you don't pray, just have God, believe God, trust God. You're like, hey, it's so easy. Selman comes and tell you, don't worry, even if it's just 30 minutes prayer, it's okay, it's fine. It's all right. Daddy Arome comes with a dagger, stabs it in your heart, turn it, bring it out, shuffle it, raise it up, bring it out, bring the heart, hit on that, match it, stamps it, raise it up, dust it, and flag it out. You are like, boy. Tell you, if he shares his encounter with demons here, you know you've not seen a demon. You know what you are seeing is that good angels. Tell you a demon came and looked at him like this, and you are like, God. But those are the kind of teachings we need. One, you see, the Bible said, Paul waters, Paul plants, Apollos waters, God gives the increase. Find a place where you need the message that will break your heart. If it keep breaking your heart, you will keep growing. Then once in a while, go to that place where they will just plaster your wound. My spiritual father is a man that prays a lot, but he will not always come and be telling you about prayers. He prefers to carry the burdens of people on his head. Me, I don't want to carry your burden, carry your cross. I will teach you how to pray. Go and pray. Praise the Lord Jesus. Am I burden bearer? The Lord has called me as a prophet. You see, some of us, one of the problems we have that brings stronghold in our life is that your spiritual father is an evangelist. Because of that, you think you are an evangelist. And many of us. You see, your spiritual father can be an evangelist, you're a teacher. Your spiritual father can be a pastor, you're an apostle. You must not teach exactly what he's teaching, but it will be the same word of God. Somebody wanted to invite me to his church. He said, I'm scared of inviting you, sir. I said, what happened? He said, you will break people's hearts. I said, I enjoy doing that. It's fun. Because people used to do it to me too. There are some teachings you hear, you start crying. You know you are not praying enough. Have you read some people's book like Charles Finney? Have you read his book? There was one of his intercessors. Anytime the man has Charles Finney, anytime Charles Finney has a program, the intercessor comes 3 days before the program, lie down on the floor of that program, stalking his head, and pray from morning till night. 24 hours. Then on the day of the program, the intercessor will not come to the program. He will be in the house. And Charles will be manifesting powers because there was an intercessor. You see, now the intercessors we have now are Facebook intercessors. They come on Facebook. Oh, we prayed for 7 hours. We prayed for 6 hours. They view themselves praying for long hours. Don't be, you see, if you want to pray very well, off the camera and pray. Yeah. 70 hours prayer marathon. Who are you trying to impress? It's good though. It's good to do the flyers. People come, they pray. But don't record the prayer. We don't need to see you pray. We need to, when the manifestation comes, we will ask you how come that you will tell us the prayer. There's nothing wrong when you pray and put video on Facebook. Oh. Remember, it's the motive that matters. Sometimes those videos we see inspire us to want to pray more. So it is good. But if your motive is so that people will see that you know how to pray, then the motive is wrong. You can pray for 75 hours and come out without nothing. Remember, man can see through flesh, but there is a God that sees in spirit. But the lowest a man should pray should be at least 1 hour. The lowest. And every week, as a minister of God, as a human being, as a Christian, every week, make sure you fast at least once. So the pressure, then emotional weakness. There are some people that have entered car as they had car, they have seen fatal accident on their way walking. They saw a boy that was killed. If you are in a car, seeing dead bodies like easy thing now, if you are within Anambra, one of the things, seeing dead bodies, just one, you can pass, you see a dead body, you just pass. Nobody even, so nobody's like, hey, everybody's like, oh, they, okay, eh? Oh, yeah, you go, okay? Oh, okay, I'll be okay. One neck, hang out, what? That is how it is in Okana now. You're just passing. Watch! Hey! Because it's got to man today. It's now like a norm. You'll be seeing where they're attacking someone you're watching. In fact, you bring phone. Even the person robbing the person likes the phone. You'll be looking. You'll be kicking the person because he's watching you. You had somebody that died in the neighbor. After somebody died, he went in front of my vision. He went to go and video. They killed him too. Oh yes, he went from Nibo. You hear the story now. He went to Ghana video. They turned back and chased him and killed him. Social media. He wanted to post the first person to see the thing. Now he has joined. Now, if he enters heaven, I'm sorry for the family. It's a painful thing, but if he enters heaven, how will he explain this thing now? When God says, "How did you come here? It's not your time." Nah, but one guy just can video it here on Facebook and Andy Wemula. So one of the things is emotional weaknesses. So because of those deaths, some people have fear. The devil cannot assess you until the devil plants fear inside of you. So one of the things is that you must reject the devil from planting fear inside of you. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm trying to rush. When a mother loses a son, one thing the mother does is that when a mother loses a son, her fear level increases a lot. She don't want to lose another son. In a family, when some people, maybe they die, maybe they are 5, 3 dies and remain only 2, there is fear in the family. Everybody's afraid of, you don't know who next. The moment that fear is there, one person will still go. Wherever there is fear, the devil will dwell there. Then you see them, they start acting something, they want to stay closer because they are afraid. The devil will still come and take one. Anytime there is fear, it's an invitation for the devil to come. Don't have fear. Even when a gun is pointed at you, know where you are. When they see Onwege, you see in the place of prayer. Who is see Onwege? You see, I always tell people, if you shoot me, it will not enter. But even if you enter and I die, I'll still enter heaven. It's win-win. And remember, as a Christian, if they cut one of you, 7 of you grows. You see, the message will live forever. There are so many men of God you have not seen, you never heard about them, but through internet you have received invitation from them. Benson Idaosa. Up to now, we are still watching this video and still receiving invitation. Smith Wigglesworth, Kenneth E. Hagin, my men, man. I'm still blessed by his teachings. So even when we are gone, we are still there. You see, a Christian does not die, he only check out. Oh, you don't understand this one. Christians, we don't die, we check out. We just wake up. Most times the Christian knows when he's about to leave. Just wake up and you check out. Check out to the under realm. Then while in that realm, you begin to operate. You see, as we're talking here, there's people called the cloud of witnesses. They're here. They are recording every single word I'm saying, and they are validating what I'm saying, whether if it is true, and they are bearing witness in your spirit if it is true. You might be shocked that my late mom, that her body is no longer here, but her spirit is there, might be here watching. Because she will bear witness. Praise the Lord Jesus. Depression. That kind of thing. Whenever people are afraid of those things, they have depression. If there is a gunshot, there is fear. depression, the spirit of depression, that these things are stronghold. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't know if we are you getting blessed? Now, I'll teach you this, then tomorrow we'll finalize. How to be delivered. One of the ways to be delivered. Now, how many of you, it's no longer with you, but you sense some stronghold in your family. How many of you can sense there is a stronghold in your family based on what I've taught? You see anyone? Thank you. Now, you can see that there's a stronghold in the family, right? From what I've explained, some of you is what you have witnessed. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, how to be delivered? Number one thing, in order for you to be delivered from any power, you must be humbled. Number one. If you are arrogant, you can't be delivered. You can't be set free. You must be humbled. Remember the scripture we read that Jesus, God resists the proud and exalts the humble. So if you must be delivered, you must be humble. There are some people that will come to me and say, man of God, I say, what do you want God to do for you? Man of God, remove mic. That's okay. I remove the mic. I say, hey, oh boy. Nah, masturbation, no. I say, okay, let me cast it out. He said, hey, but no call him name. That demon cannot come out, it will be there. You are ashamed of, you are not ashamed of, you are hiding it. It will not come out. Even if you say, masturbation, come out. The demon will say, no. He said, I know you are in the spirit of masturbation. Out. So the only thing we will hear is out. We don't hear the other one. But if it is a delay, oh, spirit of delay, come out! Delay, come out! We hear delay. Then when you want to talk about masturbation, you now, maybe if there is a wall, out. We will not hear the spirit again. What we hear is out, 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 out. Apom, apom. Then alcohol. Spirit of alcohol. Instead of calling it a you alcoholic spirit. Out of my life in the name of Jesus. You hear? You alcoholic spirit. Out! Alcoholic spirit. Out! So the only thing we are hearing is out. That demon, the demon is not hearing out. He's hearing coming. Coming. You are proud of it. You see me come to church and in the altar. The first time I was talking about my masturbation life. When I went back home, my wife said, "Aye, why will you be saying that in front of camera?" I said, that was my old self. That is not me. So when we talk about how we used to fornicate in the past, it's not me. That was the old me. The me now you are seeing is a virgin. Boy, hallelujah. Kalibra kusa. Zedebereto sipra. Vara mara. You get it? You don't get it? Praise the Lord Jesus. It's old nature. You must be proud. See, the reason why you had those issues in the past is so that you use it to help others. Have you seen people that can tell you, say, man of God, I was a prostitute before, but now I'm an evangelist. You're like, You say, man of God, I'm a murderer. I've heard confessions of such. Man of God, I kill people. While I'm doing counseling, I'm like, I don't need to ask you, how did you kill the person? Don't need. Like, oh, the Lord shows you mercy. Before you add me to the list. No. We hear a lot. We hear a lot. But we're never afraid. One of the things as a minister, you carry burdens for people. You see, they pack all those things, you keep it. To yourself alone, you carry it all. Your wife won't even know what happened. You're the only one. Sometimes you come back, people's burden will weigh you down. So you must be humble. If you're not humble, that spirit cannot live. Then number two, you must be honest. You must call the spirit by itself, by its name. Man of God, I had issue with masturbation. Man of God, a woman of God once confronted me. She called me from another country. No, you know me calling the country. She told me, "Say, man of God, I'm a minister of God. I am blessed in the prophetic, but there is no way I can prophesy without masturbating." It was our weakness. She says she will, if she masturbates, she will come, she will prophesy, nothing. She said, "But I'm still prophesying." I said, "It's a matter of time, that oil will be corrupted." We prayed and the Lord set her free. If she was not open, she wouldn't be set free. There is nothing to be ashamed of. To pray. One was the Pharisee, one was the tax collector. The Pharisee came and said, I thank God I pay tithes. I thank God I fast 2 times in a day. I'm not like this tax collector that is a criminal. Then the Bible said the tax collector did not even come before the presence of God. He stayed far away and lied down on the ground and said, Father, I'm sorry for all my sin. I know I'm a sinner. The Bible said that one of them left there, the prayer answered, and it was the tax collector. Some of you come to God with pride. Without honesty, lies. Sometimes you are giving prophets, you say, I see you battling through addiction. You know the addiction. Some of you to say, man of God, it's true. They say, there is no addiction. Then after the man of God finished prophecy, you now come and meet, man of God. Addiction, the man of God don't need you to tell him the name of that addiction when he's prophesying. He already knows. He will not embarrass you. He will only pray, and that addiction will be let loose. Praise the Lord Jesus. Number three is that we must confess. We must confess our faith in Christ. One of the ways to be delivered is that you must confess your faith in Christ. Does that make sense? You must confess your faith in Christ. You must confess that you are a son of God and you believe in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Then confess any known sin. Number 4. Any known sin, any sin that you have ever committed in your life, you must confess it. You see, confessing of sins, remember, this is how to be delivered. Confessing of sin is not just waking up and saying, Lord, I confess all my sins. Lord, I lose myself from every sin. That is not actually confession of sin. Confession of sin is to be intentional. You sit down. You sit down. Holy Spirit, search my heart. Holy Spirit, search me. Then he will begin to remind you of everything. Yesterday, you quarreled with someone. Have you made peace? He said, but no, Lord, I'm not the one that insulted the person. He insulted me. I only pushed him. The Lord said, you're a Christian. He said, but him too is a Christian. He said, that doesn't matter. Be the first to say sorry. He said, but he's the one at fault. The Lord said, do you want this forgiveness or not? Then you stand up. You see, the reason why you are saying who is at fault is because of pride. Remember the number one thing, that you must be humble. So the reason why you are saying that no, it's not your fault, is because there was pride. Because if there was no pride in you, whether I match this brother now, it doesn't matter who match who. Have you seen some people? There are some human beings that are very funny. You match them, they are the one to tell you sorry. Have you seen such human beings? Very funny people. You match them and when you say, sorry. They're like, because you don't know what else to say. I mean, you match the person. He's telling you sorry. You want to say sorry. You now look at you said, Praise the Lord Jesus. God wants you to be at fault. God wants you to be, assume that you are at fault and ask for mercy. So you confess it. Father, I'm sorry I masturbated yesterday. I fornicated. I drank too much. I talked too much. Anything you do more than 3 times, anything you do more than 2 times, is no longer unintentional sin. It's a intentional sin. You are aware. It's a stronghold. You masturbated. Father, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. You did it the next day. You did it the third day again. My brother, it's a stronghold. You need to be delivered from it. You don't make the same mistake 2 times now. You can make the first one fall again second time. But the third time, you are now enjoying it. I didn't know when I met him and he slept with me. Okay, God has forgiven you. Go. Man of God, it happened again. How did this one happen? I was just pastor and I fell. Oh, I go, you forgive me. Man of God. Madam, leave me alone. The time you are ready for repentance, come back. So you must confess all your sins to God. See, you are confessing before God. What is that you want to tell him that he doesn't know? There are some times I come in the presence of God. The moment I start praying, shut up. The God will say, you are standing before me. I will not say in my mind, yes, I know, Father God. He said, you are standing before me. I say, I'm standing. On the ground. And I enjoy it. I will not stuck in my head. Hi! Then, you have to go down that he may. John the Baptist said, I must decrease that he may increase. If you come before him as Odogu, he will keep quiet and ignore you. You have to know when you talk to... See, God is not just a father.
He's a king and a God. When you come for mercy, come as a father. When you disobey him, come to him as a king. Ah, sir, I offended though. When you sin against him, come to him because he's God. It's the God nature of him that shows that mercy, the fatherhood of him. You a sinner, you have pride. What is wrong with you now? Just like in Anambra State. I'm sorry, the Igbo people. Igbo people, some of them are poor and they have pride. You see them everywhere. They don't have money. And they insult people. The next thing is blood money. I don't understand. Can't do your own and get money now. My blood money is Jesus' own. He spilled his blood on the cross. What else do I want? Romans 8:32, if he does not spare his only beloved son, what more do I want? Any person that say, come and do blood money, tell him Jesus has done for your own for you. And his blood is the blood of a God, not the one of animal and man. So we must be intentional. You repent and tell him, Lord, I sinned against you. Lord, see, anytime you sit down, the thing that we are in a hurry to come out of his presence, if you sit down in his presence and remain quiet, every sin that you commit will come to you. What is sin? What is sin? Every disobedience is a sin. There was a time I was in a car. The Lord said, shout, I love Jesus. Yeah. I said, they will say they are mad here, Father. I said, do you love me? He said, before I go, shout it. I love Jesus. I said, no, shout it again. You have to be mad in love with him. Holy Ghost, I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. So you have to be. Have you ever been walking on the street and the Lord say, shout Jesus? You don't say, God, why am I? Why? Say, shout it. You don't say, Jesus, Jesus. Anyone? Say, are you ashamed of me? Is the Holy Ghost speaks. I don't know how you hear your own. Maybe your own always come like, stand up, my son. Move forward. No. He speaks to me. He speaks to me like, I'm his son now. So he say, you love me, Emeka? He says, empty your pockets. Oh, that was one of the hardest things to do one day. A young man came and met with me in the church. A minister of God. Just said the Lord told him to give me this seed. The Lord said, as you touch this seed, empty everything in your pocket. I was just coming out from ATM. Oh, God is my witness. I gave that seed the brother was saying, hey, man of God, he counted. He said, this is his house rent. I know he might be watching. He must be watching me now. He said, this is his house rent. And he was like, thank you, man of God. I said, He said, thank you. I said, When I entered my car, my heart was doing jiggy, 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 jiggy. You know, your pocket was someone's house rent. What you just withdraw, hold yourself for some time. The Lord said, empty. Then I now collected the change he gave me. I held the change. I put it back in my pocket. But that is how God works. If you listen to him, he makes you to exist without money. So that money does not control you. And once you can exist without money, you have won it. Because it's the quest of chasing for money that you chase women to. If you end money, you end women. There are three things that can destroy a man. Money, women, and power. If these things cannot destroy you, no human being can destroy you. Proverbs 18 verse 13. Repent of all sins. Without repentance, there is no forgiveness of sins. Proverbs 28 verse 13. We must repent. This is number 5. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because I don't know, we're supposed to do deliverance today, but I'm going to lay hand and speak to some persons. But some persons here are free already. I don't know, are you getting blessed with the teaching? Hello, are you blessed? Thank you. Please read, ma. Proverbs 28:13.
People who conceal their sins will not prosper.
He said, people who conceal their sin will not prosper.
But if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy.
He said, but if they confess it. You see, some people confess their sin and go back to it. They have not repented. Repentance is turning away from what you are doing that is wrong. Some people come and confess their sin. Father, hey, Angwalamo, Ifunaya, Jesus, Ebugom, Ele, Ella, Ella, Ula, Ida, Ba. They are calling the name of Sister Ella. Ella, 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 Allah, Ula, Ah.
And after they are done praying in tongues, they'll call. Nkechi, you can't address over. It's a Muslim Naga church.
Now they are going to thank you in Naga church. Omwabodo Jesus Christ no be. Now they are.
And when they are done, they now wake up. Oh Lord, I have made you too small in my eyes. If I was God, I would slap you. But God is merciful.
So when you repent, you must force yourself not to go back to that sin.
You know, repentance is no longer preached anymore. They have changed it to, they have sugarcoated it.
Don't need of repenting. God has repented on your behalf.
Remain there now.
Until you get to heaven. Bam, you enter gate.
They say, my son, you are my son and faithful, but you didn't repent of your sins. So, but I thought you entered everything before. See, what is wrong if you confess your sin? It's not pride not to confess your sin.
I don't need of me confessing my sin. God has forgiven all my sins. John said confess. Peter said confess. James said confess. Even Paul.
But no, you. Only you shall be the blood of Jesus. He said, if I confess my sin, it means the blood of Jesus Christ is not powerful enough.
Remain there. Judgment day. There's some person
that will enter hell. People like us, no, we'll do it. Me and Apostle Tochu, we said we'll do it. When we get to heaven, once in a while, we'll go side of hellfire and just stay there and be throwing popcorn up. Then we'll hope you're there and be pouring.
We're not going to do it, but we will do it in Jesus' name. So if you don't repent of your sins, after confessing your sin, repent of it, turn away from it. You see, if you can obey these things, when you command the spirit, they will leave. Self-deliverance. Now break with occult. Break out of every occult. Intentional. If there's any occult you belong to, tell them you don't want anymore. Don't worry about them trying to kill you or threatening your life. God will show why He is God. Renounce every occult. I don't want to join you. I don't want anything with you. I disconnect myself from you. After you have rejected them in the spirit, declare to them. Let them know that you're no longer of them. Whatever incantation they made will never have effect on you. Number seven, forgive others. Matthew 11:25, please. Forgive others. Some of us will say, you see Chinedu, I will do everything this about Chinedu. Me and Chinedu will never talk in this my lifetime. You are bringing stronghold. You can never be delivered. Please read.
Matthew 11:25. Mm-hmm. At that time, Jesus prayed this prayer. Mm. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, mm-hmm. thank you for hiding these things from those who
think. No, Matthew 11:25. Is that Matthew?
Yes, sir.
Matthew 11:25. Yes, okay, just finish the 25. Let me see.
Thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wiser and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike.
Keep reading.
Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has entrusted everything to me.
Okay, the scripture I was doing for the scripture, he said, and forgive them as I have forgiven you. But it's fine. Then number eight is expel the demons. After you have done all these things, command that spirit to leave. Are we ready? We have to command that demon to leave. Are you, how many of you, you want... Have you written down, how many of you have written down something that you know is a problem in your life? You? Thank you. You've written it down. How many of you, you've seen it? Have you seen what has been the hindrance in your life? It's easy now. Now, this is where you will use the authority that you have in Christ Jesus to expel it out. You spirits. You know, we did it yesterday. Some of you, after we prayed yesterday, you felt lighter. I don't know if you noticed that after yesterday you feel very light. You noticed it? Very light. You too. Very light. I saw the spirit of prayer upon your life. Something will happen to you. You will start praying like us here. Yeah? You see. Are we ready to try it out? You see, remember, you must be willing to let go. You must be willing to what? Because tomorrow we'll complete the teaching. Can we be on our feet?
I am.
Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, my secret place. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, Adulam. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, Adulam. Ayahu.
We're going to enter that realm now. There's some people here, I see them, they have charged for prayer.
Now, begin to command, because we're going to warfare. Some of you here will enter your father's house now.
Hi. He's here. That judgmental angel is here now. Hey! Hey! See what is going to happen? You begin to call the spirit by name. In the name of Jesus, I expel you. In the name of Jesus. See, the Bible says by the mention of that name Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Alright. So the moment you call it out, delay. In the name of Jesus, come out. Fornication. You see, let me tell you something. This will help you. There are some persons that they have the spirit of fornication, but they are not fornicating. That spirit might manifest in the next 3 years. I'm telling you. I've read a lot. I've seen men of God, and they have shared so many things with me. Spirits are like seeds. Remember, they are planted. For the Bible says, for all have been given a measure of faith. There's a particular measure of faith that has been given to you. You are the one responsible for that seed of faith to grow. Is that correct? A measure of faith has been given to everyone. You are the one responsible. There are some seed of fornication that is planted in people, or hate, or anger, or molestation, or whatever, planted in persons, that will not manifest until 3 years. It will grow. You know, it's seed, it grows. Then that time it becomes a stronghold over the life. See, there's nothing wrong if you say, every spirit of fornication in me, out. It doesn't mean you have them. I'm helping some persons here. Sometimes you might be noticing that a woman passed, you sense it. There's nothing wrong in calling it out. It will leave. To help you, me, if I'm praying, I call every spirit of masturbation. I don't masturbate. The Lord has set me free. But I still call it wherever it is. It doesn't mean I'm calling it forth. You see, I'm praying ahead of my time. I still pray for pride. I say, anywhere there is pride hiding in me, come out. Anywhere there is lust for money, come out. Any money that will come to me that will not allow me to serve God, let it not come. Even if a person will have to remain poor to serve God, let his will be done. You must be willing to search your spirit. Every atom of that seed. After you have done this, we are going to pray. And we'll enter some people's fatherhood. Just begin to expel it in the name of Jesus. Spirit of anger, in the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of death in the family, in the name of Jesus, come out. Expel it out. As you command it to leave, you breathe in and you breathe out. And relax for a while. In the name of Jesus, come out. You breathe in and you breathe out and you relax. Command them out. Jesus, expel them. That occultic connection from your father's house. Hey! Lose yourself from every hold now. Call them by name.
Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, Adulam. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, Adulam. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu.
He's leaving. Remember, they are going to live through yawning, coughing, or pollution. Hate, come out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of hate, out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of jealousy, out in the name of Jesus. Ephrata, come out in the name of Jesus. It's leaving. Then cast it out. Tell it to leave this premises, to leave your body. Cast it to the desert. Send them to the desert. Every one of them out to the desert.
Oh, Adulam. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, Adulam. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu.
Write down a prayer point. Begin to pray over your family. Every stronghold in your father's house. Every stronghold from your mother's side. From your father's side. Every spirit of death hovering over the family. In the name of Jesus. Bind it. Command it to leave. No more death. No more death in the family. No more delays.
Yes, yes, yes. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, Adulam. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu, eh. Ayahu, eh. Ayahu. Oh, Adulam. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, my secret place. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, my secret place. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, Adulam. Ayahu, ayahu.
Arrest that spirit of poverty. I don't care how you are connected to my family. I stand in an altar, and by the blood of Jesus, I break you. Every curse manifesting in my family, I break you now.
Secret place. I am.
Every stronghold in my life. Every stronghold in the name of Jesus, pray.
I break every stronghold.
I see women of prayer. Every delay, come out over my father's house. Every delay over my father's house. Out in the name of Jesus. I command you, I'm not begging you. I command you in the name of Jesus. Come out.
Spirit of delay. In the name of Jesus.
That spirit of prayerlessness. That spirit of prayerlessness.
Spirit of prayerlessness. Every knock of prayer, every bondage, every I drive you out in the name of Jesus. Every chain of bondage, in the name of Jesus. I lose myself. I arrest every negative thought. I arrest every stupid. After every imagination, every thought. I lose
every struggle fighting my life. I come against you by the blood of Jesus. Lose your hold. I see smoke rising from the head of some persons here. Your father's foundation, call it by name. Effective foundation. I come in the name of Jesus. Whoever that is a satanic agent, every satanic priest against your father's house.
I break forth.
Today, that promise, you render it void. You cancel that promise. Any sacrifice anyone made in evil altars on your behalf, by the power in the name of Jesus, you revoke it. You stand as a chief priest over your altar. You stand as a chief priest over your family, and you break those altars.
Receiving the prophetic, they are opening his eyes. I saw it as he was standing. They are opening his eyes. Even now, even today, you prophesy today.
Was buried. Break it. Break it. Break it. Shete. Tepata. To break it. Tepata.
Fire,
over your father's foundation. Fire, oh, fire, oh.